behold.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Wednesday morning to you. How are you doing? Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. We are right here in the Strike and Spare Studios. You can call us up on the F&M Bank phone line, presented by Goggin Cold Hall and Omni Nashville Hotel. Got them all in right there. Just want to thank everybody.
Yes.
Well, basically, for believing in our show and our station. So thank you to everybody. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Doing well. Feeling good. My Yankees got a bit of revenge on those dirty, rotten, cheating,
Astros. No chin music? Nothing?
No. We just went out and beat them. Yeah. That's even better. We beat their butts. I love it.
Chin music in the first meeting would have been too obvious.
Well, I thought...
There's something coming down the road.
I actually thought Domingo Herman would just, you know, throw one at Altuve's hip area. Just to start the game, just
well,
to send a little
message.
Well,
he'd have to hit the ground to do it.
Yeah, yeah. But I figured, see, you do that, and then the umps do the warnings, so now the Astros can't retaliate. Uh-huh. But, I mean, the way Zach Greinke throws the ball, he wouldn't hurt a fly. I mean, he throws that 50-mile-an-hour Ephus pitch.
He can top out still about mid-90s.
Yeah, but he's throwing that 50-mile-an-hour Ephus pitch last night to who was it? Doesn't matter. Anyway. Yankees win. Good guys win. Bad guys lose. I'm happy for one day.
There's going to be something that will set it off, okay? Because it's coming, okay?
Yep.
There's retribution there. Yeah. So, I guess they beat them in the AL Championship Series, right?
17 and 19, yeah.
And then
cheated in 17 to do it, and they probably cheated in 19 to do it.
And then the Dodgers feel the same way, obviously.
Yes.
So,
Dodgers are struggling a little bit now.
Well, Clayton Kershaw, his shortest start ever yesterday against the Cubs in Wrigley Field. So, it's crazy things to get to. Obviously, the big one tonight, they're all big, but certainly the Predators tonight, they could come out of this evening as in the Central Division playoffs with the fourth spot is on the line tonight with a win and a Stars regulation loss. So we'll get to that in a second. Yesterday we had the Vanderbilt game. They go to Louisville. Louisville wins 7-2 in the battle for the barrel. This stat really sort of caught me off guard. They had it on the ESPN coverage, which is Dave Neal, and it's the SEC people doing the ESPN National, and Chris Burke, the former UT Vol, played for the Astros and everything. They do a really good job. Chris Burke's really good. Since 2007, the most wins by a college baseball team, overall wins, Louisville and Vanderbilt were tied at 641. Think of that. 641 wins for Louisville and Vanderbilt since 07.
Right.
And that, you know, so now Louisville's the winningest in that stretch and Vanderbilt's second. But that just shows you where the arc of these two teams have been.
No, you're right. And Louisville's been a perennial solid program in college baseball. As has Vanderbilt, as we know, with the two natties over the last, within the last decade. So it's always a good matchup. There's a lot on the line. What are they playing for, the bowl or the cup?
Bottle of the barrel.
That's your trophy, the bottom of the barrel trophy.
The battle for the barrel.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no surprise that Louisville would come up with a big performance and beat Vanderbilt. So, yeah, you got two programs going at it, and I like the fact that they – put something on the line, you know, the close proximity between the two cities and the two schools, all of that, you know, it's good. It's good for college baseball.
Yeah, that started 9 years ago just between the friendship of Tim Corbin and Dan McDonald. There's so many of the coaches whose paths parallel each other. And certainly the only thing Florida hasn't done during that stretch is win the national championship. Of course, remember yesterday I was talking about how they always – laziness on the NCAA selection, you know, committee would put them closer in the same regions or whatever. But, of course, Vanderbilt beat them in 14 and 19 in the College World Series en route to their two national titles.
Right.
There was Louisville beat them in the Super Regional here. And I don't think I've ever seen Tim Corbin more dejected and all of
I remember that.
Remember that 2013? Yeah, you were here after they lost to Louisville, not go to the College World Series. Man,
he was bummed.
Yeah, and then of course, even back to 2010 and 09, there's a long history. So, but anyway, it's a good series. I was pretty impressed with the Christian Little, the Vandy starter. He's a big one, by the way. He's a true freshman, 6'4", 210.
Wow.
He's the heir apparent to Kumar / Leiter in that lead role.
It would appear, right?
Yeah,
it's funny how this Corbin just keeps. Corbs just keeps churning them out, right?
Yep. So this weekend, there's three more weekend series to go, and I was looking at it. Vanderbilt with Alabama coming to town, then Vanderbilt and let's see here. What does Vanderbilt have? I got it written down here. Oh, they go to Ole Miss next week and then Kentucky at home. The other games, you know, you got in the standings, you got – Tennessee is tied at 14-7. Tennessee goes to Missouri and then closes with Arkansas, which is not going to be easy, obviously. They're the best team record-wise in the league. And then Florida closes at Kentucky, Georgia. So Florida's got the most favorable schedule because Ole Miss is a top 15 team. So anyway, tonight, big one in Columbus. Predators, Columbus at 6 o'clock. A Nashville win and a Stars regulation loss. And the number four spot belongs to the Predators. So what an opportunity tonight, Charlie.
It is, but I'm not going to get too carried away. It's not a clinch or else or anything like that tonight. Just take care of your business. Beat the last place team in the division. And whatever happens with the Dallas Stars, it's going to happen. They're going to probably lose to Tampa. They'll also be in Tampa on Friday. So between now and when the Preds play again, Tampa or Dallas will have made up that game in hand. So the Stars have four more games to go, two at Tampa, two at Chicago, Saturday and Sunday. Also, the caveat on that schedule, fellas, for the Stars schedule, they're done Sunday. The Predators' last game is not till Monday. Everybody will know exactly where they stand before even the end of the weekend with still at least one game to go. Hopefully for the Nashville Predators, it's all been taken care of and all handled by then. I think that it's going to be, fellas, this is what you're looking at right now. The Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning play two games against each other to wrap up the season. They're going to be the 2-3 matchup. They're going to play nine consecutive games potentially against each other. At the same time, you say, wow, Greg Pogue, who are the Nashville Predators playing against at Bridgestone Arena the final two games of the season?
The team that they're going to play.
Carolina Hurricanes.
They would love to play.
The team that they're going to play in the first round. Listen, this guy, fellas, there's no more discussion about it. The Carolina Hurricanes, after last night's win over Chicago, they've opened up a four-point lead over Florida. Florida only has two games to go. If Carolina loses every single game left, Florida could only tie them. Carolina would still win the division. Tampa Bay at this point is 6 points, six behind the Carolina Hurricanes. Tampa Bay does have four games to go. Carolina only has three more games to go. But this thing is over. And it's not only over when it comes to the Central Division. Carolina Hurricanes are going to win the President's Trophy. Currently, they hold a four-point lead over the President's Trophy race as well over the Florida Panthers. 1-2 in the NHL right now, coming out of the Central Division. And then third in that race for the President's Trophy is Vegas at 74 points. So 4 points ahead of Florida, 5 points ahead of Vegas. And again, we already mentioned Florida, only two games to go. So Florida cannot overtake Carolina. Carolina Hurricanes are going to win the President's Trophy. They're going to be the number one seed in the NHL playoffs. They're going to win the Central Division. And the Nashville Predators are going to have to deal with them in a best of seven in the first round. All of that will be made crystal clear here in the next couple of days. But, fellas, I think that this weekend, the Nashville Predators and the Carolina Hurricanes, it's such a neat story. I don't know that we've ever had an opportunity for a story like this. John Burton, there might be some big-time TV story potential here. Let me pitch it to you real quick, all right, if you don't mind.
Yeah, have at it.
The Nashville Predators this year did not have an AHL affiliate. The Milwaukee Admirals opted out of the season because of COVID, right?
Right.
Needing to find an AHL affiliate, a place for their prospects to play, who stepped up and decided to go into partnership with the Nashville Predators? The Carolina Hurricanes. The Carolina Hurricanes and the Nashville Predators have shared an AHL team in Chicago. Highly competitive, of course. We've seen the prospects. They've all come up. They've done quite well here at the NHL level. So the Chicago Wolves are made of the Nashville Predators' best prospects and the Carolina Hurricanes' best prospects. How cool would it be if for the last day of the season, Carolina's locked into first, Nashville's locked into fourth, no one can change their positioning in the standings. You literally have the Chicago Wolves coming to Nashville, dividing into two locker rooms, and settling it on the ice with Pekka-Rinne in net. Because if it's a game that's not going to count towards the playoff race, you are definitely not going to have UC Saros out there. You do not want the Canes to get to see the new UC Saros. The Carolina Hurricanes might still be relying on tape from the first part of the season when UC Saros wasn't quite ready and not quite dialed in yet. Right now, if you can keep UC Saros away from the Canes in these two games, you do so. And if the Nashville Predators have the opportunity to have things locked up, I don't see why they would have basically any of their starters in. I think that's a cool story.
Yeah.
An AHL team made of a group of prospects that may have to face each other on NHL ice to close out a regular season. And then the two parent clubs will face each other in a best of seven starting a couple of days after. I just think it's one of the more unique storylines that the COVID era of sports and hockey has provided for us, and something I've certainly enjoyed tracking.
We'll get it done. Just get it done.
I did.
Okay.
It's done. I told you, it's done. There's going to be no reason for the Predators to have the majority of their starters in by Monday.
Listen, either way.
The Dallas Stars are not. The Preds are going to win tonight, okay? There's your 2 points. Dallas is not going to be able to fight off all of these games. Tampa Bay twice, Chicago twice. It's over after tonight. Maybe not officially. Dallas seems to find a way to get to overtime about every game. I mean, look, they have 14 overtime and shootout losses on the season. That's the only reason they're hanging around in this race. But they're 4 points back right now. They don't hold any of the tiebreakers. And the Preds simply have the easier path of schedule to make this playoff spot. They hold all of the high ground, and they have held the high ground in the fourth position for over a month now. I know it's kind of hard to think back like that. There have been teams that have jumped up. Chicago, Dallas, yes, they've jumped up and they've gotten closest challenges, but have they overtaken the Preds for even a minute? No. Since the Preds overtook the Blackhawks, they have cemented themselves in that fourth spot. And listen, when you say 79, 75, 73, 60 as far as the points for the top four teams in the Central Division, that doesn't sound like the Predators belong in that top three grouping. Since the second half of the season, though, the Predators are 5-16-1 against the top three and 0-5-1 against Carolina, I would put this second half season Predators team up against any of those teams and at least give them the opportunity. We know from our own experiences, fellas, getting in as an 8th seed, getting in as a bottom seed, taking on the best team in the playoff tournament doesn't mean absolute and certain death. Now, the Nashville Predators have struggled against Carolina the last couple of years, including this year and especially this year. But you get that opportunity, and this sounds a lot like the way everyone was talking about the Nashville Predators of 2017 when they barely squeaked in and got the number one seed Blackhawks. There was no way the Predators were going to win the series until they swept the Blackhawks. And they got momentum. With a hot goaltender and a team that gains momentum and confidence, you never know where you might end up. And forged by fire, as we've talked about all season in the Central Division, if the Nashville Predators can find a way to handle the Carolina Hurricanes in a best of seven, what's truly going to be left of the winner of the 2-3 matchup? Anything? Florida and Tampa are going to kill each other. There may be scraps left. They may not even be able to get their skates under until game three of the second round of the series. The Nashville Predators have an opportunity right in front of them, and the second half of the season, the performance by UC Saros is what has allowed that to happen. That's why he's going to get Vezina votes and possibly Hart Trophy votes. I say he gets MVP votes for the following reasons. Because the general manager might have been pushed into retirement, the head coach might have been fired, and most of the players that you know and love on this Nashville Predators team may have been traded off for future prospects, draft picks, and you may have been facing a minimum 5-year rebuild, if not for the last 25-game stretch by UC Saros.
Listen, man, you know, if this guy gets hot in the playoffs, I have no reason not to believe that the Preds can't make a run.
He's now, hot now.
They're going to be, yeah.
It's about staying hot.
Yeah, they're going to be up against it, obviously, as you said, facing Carolina, a team that they've struggled against all year. That's going to be tough to beat
those
guys.
Who's the pressure on, though? I mean, this is it,
right.
Fellas.
Good point.
Get in. You're a team that was supposed to be dismantled. If I had the chance to give the pep
talk. They're playing with house money.
Exactly. So what? If the Carolina Hurricanes beat your brains in, so what? That's what everybody says and thinks is going to happen anyway. Go out there and punch them in the mouth. The Carolina Hurricanes have never won anything in this current generation. They have a past history of winning, yes, but they've not done it with this group, and this group has a lot of pressure on them right now. They have spent the last several years building from near bankruptcy and near move to building this team to the juggernaut that it is right now, but constantly they've been knocked back down by Tampa Bay and also by Washington. Why can't the Nashville Predators put the pressure on the Canes and play with house money and go in there and do it? And fellas, one more point I want to make, just because I'm very excited about this potential matchup, even though I love a good David versus Goliath story in sports, and you never know what's going to happen. Fellas, the goaltender, and John, you bring it up a lot, the goaltender we compare UC Saros most two in the NHL is Jonathan Quick.
Yep.
When the LA Kings were floundering a couple of seasons ago, they came to Bridgestone Arena two times at the very end of the season. They barely got enough points to even qualify to be the eighth seed. But there was something about the way Jonathan Quick was playing down the stretch. He was willing that team into the postseason. Once they got there, the rest of the team started to get as hot as their goaltender, and next thing you knew, Jonathan Quick was raising a Stanley Cup, and he did it more than one time. He's the goaltender we most often compare UC Saros to, and this is a storyline and a narrative that could compare exactly to the way the LA Kings got it done just a couple of years ago, or to the way the Preds got to the final a couple of years ago. That's just two examples in recent hockey history of how a team not expected to accomplish anything come postseason time can go on a run, and not just go on a run, but can finish it like the LA Kings and Jonathan Quick did. I don't know what's going to happen, but that is the great joy of best of seven times four. You've got to go all the way through every one of these contenders. And I feel like I've been covering an independent league in the Central Division. It might be tough for me to break down. I might have a little homerism when it comes to the Central Division in the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. But it's a great division. It's great hockey. The President's Trophy winner is going to come out of this division. The Jack Adams winner for Coach of the Year is going to come out of this division. The Norris Trophy winner is probably going to come out of this division. The Vezina is going to come out of this division. I mean, you're talking about basically everything but the MVP coming out of this division, and that's just because McDavid's going to get 100 points in a 56-game season. That type of offense is going to get you the MVP award every year.
All right, thank you, Charlie. 5 o'clock, right?
Love it. In the Trenches with the Renegades of Puck. It's 5 o'clock on your clock. The Renegades of Puck are on the radio right here at Nashville Sports Radio. Fantastic analysis with the fellows from On the Forecheck, Sean C. Smith, Mastrodamus. Of course, myself, the ultimate ones in there, giving you some hype. Brian Baston's got the numbers you need to know and the charts you need to see. Fellas, if you're into the analytics stuff, I've got the guy for you. Brian Baston over at On the Forecheck. He handles that business for me. I handle facilitating the offense from every angle. I've got my experts. I've got my analysts. I've got my crew. I call them the Renegades of Puck. They're in the trenches today at 5 o'clock.
No filler, no fluff, no company line.
It's all right. You can lay out. That's damn good promotion. What I did was good promotion. You can lay out for that. It's all right.
Who do you got coming up next hour?
Paul Zeiss from 93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, former beat writer for Pitt Football. We're going to try and get some more insight into the Rashad Weaver situation.
All right. Thank you for that. Hey, you want to give us a call a little bit later on in the show on the F&M Bank phone line? We're hanging out here in the Strike and Spare Studios. Coming up next, it will be a little prognosticating with Brad Powers.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. This message is from the crew at Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths. Kitchens, baths, outdoor grills, and more. Give them a call for estimates at 615-656-8677. That's 615-656-8677. Like their Facebook page and follow them on Instagram. Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths. Your Nashville home remodeler, where Chad Bowles and his crew are wishing everyone a healthy and happy summer.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 70, tonight clear, lows 45, Thursday mostly sunny, high 70, Friday sunshine, high 72, Saturday sunshine, high 74. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
Craig Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Coldhall, with Crazy Charlie hanging right here in the Strike and Spare Studios. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line and check in with our good buddy, Vegas dude, Brad Powers. Hey, Brad, good morning.
What's up, Brad?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. You can listen, you can listen to Brad every Friday morning, 8 o'clock, during the Bill King Show, the Bill King link at bradpowersports.com, at bradpowers7 on Twitter. A little later on, he'll tell us how to get all of his stuff. I follow you on Twitter. I like your tweets and everything, but something stuck out to me that you followed up on about Michigan. I wrote down the top schools just in draft picks this time, and you expanded it over 2 years, showing Michigan had 18. They had 8 this year, only 2 behind leaders Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Notre Dame, 9, Florida, Michigan, 8. So they have 18 players drafted in 2 years and can go only 11-10 in 21 games. That's coaching, man. That's coaching. I'm telling you, that's all that is.
It's something. I mean, but keep in mind, also coaching, I mean, if you follow recruiting rankings, yeah. I mean, Michigan's not signing top 5 classes. So there's a major disconnect, because on one hand, you could say, hey, they're developing, more so the players than what they're coming in out of high school. But on the other hand, you're not, you know, translating that into wins and losses. So I don't know what the identity of Michigan football was. We saw it at least the first couple of years under Harbaugh. But the last 3-4 years, especially on the offense side of the ball, I don't know what their identity is. And, obviously Harbaugh had a lot of success at Stanford, had a lot of success with the 49ers, and fielded decent offenses his first couple of years in Michigan. But the last 3-4 years, it's just, there's some disconnect there. Michigan fans don't want to hear it, but they're clearly behind Ohio State, and that gap isn't closing anytime soon. But there's no reason, let's just face it, like last year, losing at home as a 3-touchdown favorite to Michigan State. So I don't know what the answer is. If Harbaugh is not the guy, I don't know who is there.
Yeah, he's got to find a quarterback. That seems to be his biggest problem. I'm also reading a tweet here, Brad. 46 schools return all 5 starters on the offensive line. That is pretty remarkable. What do you think that means long term for you know, this upcoming college football season and how we may want to wager?
Excellent question. I haven't come to an exact conclusion what it means. Right now, my hypothesis is just overall college football. It's just not the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in general. I mean, teams on average are returning three or four more starters than what they've had the previous 5-6 years since I've been collecting the data. So three, four guys that are usually off your team are with your team for another season. I mean, my estimation right now is the quality of play is going to be really, really good in college football this year. Does that mean parity? I don't think so at the top. I still think there's a clear cut four or five teams, but I do think everybody else can be jumbled in together. So on average, the number 30th team in the country is going to be much, 3-4 points better on average than what they typically would be. So I think quality of play, if you're looking for a really good college football season, I think we're going to get it this year.
Brad Powers,
go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead. You introduce him. I already have.
All right. Brad Powers is our guest at BradPowers7 on Twitter. He's a good follow. Brad, NFL draft is in the books. Now that really the big waves of free agency are over, we'll get some smaller signings here, and we'll probably get some guys cut after June 1st, so we'll see how that goes. But the bulk of free agency is over, and the NFL draft is in the books. How much has that, if at all, affected win totals?
It shouldn't affect much. It will affect, when the public starts, betting into win totals, they'll keep overreacting to what, has already been bet into. And it isn't much. We're not seeing, season win totals move too much yet as far as what they posted a few weeks ago. I think there's some trepidation until the actual schedule is announced next Wednesday. It's
yeah, the 12th. A week from today, actually.
Yeah. I mean, we know where we're playing, but another big component is when do you play teams? Do you have that stretch where you're playing three consecutive road games? Where are these games lined up at? So I know me as a bettor, that I kind of want to see that's one of the missing pieces right now. And I'm just going to say, in general, you don't see many season win totals move much in the NFL. Maybe one team will move a drastic one win, and then you'll have a half dozen or so move a half a win. The other maybe, thing that, guys like myself are a little cautious this year, where you have 40 years of betting, a 16-game regular season, then all of a sudden it goes to 17. You got to take that into consideration, that everybody's playing an extra game. Sometimes when you see, a season win total hung 9, 9-7 is a little bit different than 9-8, sort of say.
Brad Powers with us at BradPowers7 on Twitter on the F&M Bank phone line. Brad, I enjoy following you on Twitter. Sometimes through the draft, I saw where you had your diet for the next 4 months was sliced bread, and did you upgraded it to ramen noodles? And two things. One, how many bets did you have on the draft?
I had 65.
Wow.
Which is the most I've ever had. My anticipation, if they continue to book it like they have been, I'll have over 100 next year. It kind of caught me by surprise this year, the offerings, especially one bookie in Vegas hung 100, over draft positions, over under on 100 players. I mean, I've never seen anybody do that. And keep in mind, the draft is a new thing. I mean, you couldn't bet on the draft 6-7 years ago, at least legally inside the states. It only, it became available about 5 years ago here in the state of Nevada. And even then, it was like only 20 or 25, different prop bets. But now, 5 years later, you got a guy like myself that, is making 65 bets on the draft, and my anticipation is only going to get bigger. So I'll say this. Normally, I, very, very much so frown on the people, talk 70, 80, 90% winners. It's easy. The NFL draft, at least from what I've seen the last few years betting it, is one of those things where if you know what you're doing, you can hit well above 60% on your bets.
So did you get off bread and ramen?
Beans and rice?
Yeah,
rice and beans?
I had a good one. See, The problem with me on Twitter, at least for my brand, I usually only tweet, you know, negative things just because I kind of keep it real because everybody else touts winners, you know, consistently. But, you know, after Mac Jones, I'll just say this. It was, well, we're not eating ramen noodles. Well, we can go out, you know, on occasion and eat a steak or two.
Does the every time somebody come off a board, is there readjustments that you can go and bet real time?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
That would be, and that's the, you know, the only thing, you know, the only caution is, you know, trades, especially in the first round,
yeah,
can really impact you. I mean, one trade out of nowhere can really impact your bets, but it's the one time where I say, you know, follow the money for the most part. Wherever the money's going is pretty much right because it's a sharp market. The public's not betting the draft, sort of say. Especially a week or two in advance. They might wait until last minute and bet it and take bad numbers. But follow the money when it comes to the NFL draft. And I'll say this. I'll use an example of Zach Wilson, who went to the Jets. 2 weeks before the draft, I saw that he was minus 1,000 to go to the Jets. What does that mean? You got to bet 1,000 to win $100. I thought his true price probably should have been minus 5,000, meaning I had to bet $5,000 to win 100. So that was one instance where, you know, I don't generally say free money, but I thought in that instance, that's free money. I mean, thank you to the book for the dinner there. I mean, I bet 1,000 to win 100 on that one. I thought he was almost a slam dunk to go number two, just like Trevor Lawrence is a slam dunk to go one.
But that's the difference over the years between the pros and the Joes. The Joes wouldn't risk 1,000 to win 100.
Right.
No, they wouldn't. They want the opposite. They want to bet 100 to win 1,000.
right.
That's
right.
The difference.
Well, Brad, you're from Ohio, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading here that they're finally going to introduce an Ohio sports betting bill, and I think we've talked about this before because you look at the neighboring states around Ohio, you know, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, I believe Indiana and Kentucky have it.
Kentucky doesn't. No,
Kentucky doesn't. No. Okay. But Indiana does, I believe.
But yeah, and I know they got sports books, actually.
Yeah.
They got brick and mortar sports books in Indiana.
Why, Brad, do you think it's taken so long for Ohio to get on board?
I don't know. I don't understand it because, I mean, it's a sports-crazed state.
Right.
I mean, probably even more so than a lot of states that are surrounding them. I don't usually call for people's jobs, but I would in this instance. I mean, they want, I mean, a billion, not million with an M, billion with a B. That's what the state's lost as far as revenue. For the fact they haven't been on top of this. I mean, just look around the neighboring states and see. I mean, they're all in the top five or six, you know, but when you look at overall handles, they're all in that mix there. And to me, again, I think Ohio, when you talk Ohio State football, I mean, the Browns have a very passionate fan base. I mean, Ohio will be, when it's all said and done, I expect Ohio, if they get their act together, to be top 10, if not top 5 states,
sure,
when this market matures.
Well, Alabama and its gambling bill is ready for a vote in the House. Of course, Alabama traditionally conservative, and usually conservatives vote against gambling, but they don't want to lose their job because it doesn't matter what political bend you are down there. They're going to bet on football, okay? It doesn't matter if you're right wing, left wing, you know, whichever way. So Alabama's going to have it sooner than later as well, which, of course, in that football crazed state, no surprise there. And yeah, it's amazing how people are have come to the party. We salute to the state of New Jersey, right, for all of this?
Yeah, I mean, if there's one state that's gotten it right, you know, since the start of it, New Jersey.
Yep.
I mean, they were well positioned to get it right, but, you know, they have. I mean, and that's what they've already passed Nevada as far as overall handle. And I know a lot of people read into it. I mean, keep in mind, in the New York City metro, there's 20 million people. I mean, in the state of Nevada, there's like 3 or 4 million total population. So a lot of it is, it's, you know, when this market matures, when you look at overall amount handle, it's going to basically be population because once it's available, people are going to bet it.
Well, and New Jersey's one that took it to the Supreme Court and won, you know, and beat the, NFL, and now the is it MGM Grand that's partnered with the Titans? Funny how that works.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL's such hypocritical. So against it. It's allowed. Okay, we're for it. Like,
yeah.
Where's my money? I want it now, you know. It's the old J.G. Wentworth commercial. It's my money now that I was against it, but now it's my money, right. And I want it immediately.
And I need it now. Brad, real quick, what about the NBA? With so many stars being hurt right now, how does that affect, you know, the numbers for, you know, who comes out of the West, who comes out of the East, who wins the title, et cetera?
I haven't followed it too much.
Gotcha.
I usually only bet the playoffs because the NBA has turned into, I don't know who's going to show up on a night-in and night-out basis. I can tell you most of the guys, that, you know, my friends that, you know, bet professionally as far as the NBA, mm-hmm. they've transitioned to not betting sides and totals. They bet player props where they found that their advantage is at. I will follow it when I know most of the guys are going to play and right. I don't have to question motivation.
Any Kentucky Derby get any traction out there? Oh, wait a minute. Can I do my joke that I do?
Sure.
You know what that is, Brad? That's my horse finishing. That's okay. It's childish humor.
Yeah, you only deal with it once a week. I got to deal with it, you know, 20 hours a week.
Have the Derby do
yeah,
out 10 there.
Hours,
does anybody care about the Derby out there?
No, they do. They do. I mean, it got, you know, at one book, it did about as much as the NFL draft. So, wow. I mean, that's a comparison. Keep in mind, that might sound, oh, my goodness, the Derby is as big as the NFL draft. Keep in mind, again, the draft is very new, and the draft gets no recreational money. It's all professional money. So, I mean, it was as big of an event as the draft, and when you got both on the same weekend, it was a good weekend for Vegas. I'll just put it that way.
Brad, you're welcome to use any of my sound effects anytime you like in your segment, okay?
No, I don't want to get canceled. So.
apparently, that doesn't happen here, or we would have been long gone. Brad, tell the people how to do business with you and everything you have right now.
Fun segment as always, guys. Yeah, go to radpowersports.com, dead top of the page, click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, download all my free information. You can avoid the draft guide at this point. There's still some really good college football information as far as power ratings, season win totals, you name it. You can download it for free. In a couple weeks, I'll have an NFL preview with season win totals, schedules, and you name it. It'll be available for free. If you like what you see and want to sign up, the season will be here before we know it. You can sign up at bradpowersports.com. Click on that Bill King tab.
And here, Brad, every Friday morning, 8 o'clock hour with Bill King. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you, man.
See you, Brad.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, while we're at it, let's just talk about betting on baseball, and we're right in the middle of it as well. FanDuel Sportsbook, there's nothing like, if you've never bet on baseball, perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel's letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook app. Simple. If I could use it, anybody can use it. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game. And when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And we want you to win and get that money. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code GREGP to get on that action. Here's the pen, John.
Okay, I'm going to write this down. That promo code is Greg. P, right?
Thank you. The P stands for Pogue, my last name.
I didn't know if you knew that.
The FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Greg P, 21 and older, present in Tennessee. That has to happen. First online real money wager only for the risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. Restrictions do apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you have gambling problems, don't hesitate. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Hey, we're wide open. You want to give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line? Please do. 615-844-5600.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey, guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700, next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution, this message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area, specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential or commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. That's 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, thanking the men and women of our military for their service. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Haul. 2 weeks from tomorrow, May 20th, is that correct? It is. Oh, by the way, happy Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
It's which is celebrated more in our country than it is in Mexico.
It really is.
But anyway.
It's an excuse for, you know, people to go out and slam margaritas and
It's amateur night.
Margaritas and eat tacos. Yeah.
I heard on the news.
Oh, it's a poop show. Trust me.
That there will be.
Oh, my God. Let's go get some margaritas. That's Cinco de Mayo.
Roadblocks. So be careful. I heard there's one going to be on Highway 70 in Bellevue. And other places tonight. Yeah, there are several nights that I call amateur nights.
Right, okay. Night before Thanksgiving, Cinco de Mayo,
St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, obviously.
Obvious one. Yeah. Just act right, okay? Yeah. If you're gonna drink, don't drive.
It's really simple. Yep. You know, there are rideshare services. Mm-hmm. There are still taxis, I believe.
I always thought it was funny when millionaires, famous people get arrested for DUI. And I actually had this conversation with Steve McNair, God rest his soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got arrested for DUI, okay? Mm-hmm. Or he was actually a passenger in the vehicle was driven, but our law in the state at that time, maybe still be, is that if it's your vehicle and you're both impaired, you're also responsible. So, and I just asked him, I said, Steve, you know, if you would have, like, we're at whatever bar you are, you raise your hand and everybody knows him, right? It doesn't have to be Steve. I mean, that's a bad, just any famous athlete who ever gets a DUI leaving a bar, okay? If you raise your hand and say, hey, anybody want to drive me home, you give me $100 and I'll let you. they would line up down the street to give them $100. That famous player.
I drove him home
and spend 20, 30 minutes with
him.
Well,
the thing about it is, you know, the guys, they want to show off the cars.
Well,
they want to show off the nice trucks
with
the rims.
Well, they get bulletproof, too.
Right. No, I agree with you. You're right. Yeah. I mean, you know, especially now, like I said, with the rideshare services and, you know, the taxis and stuff like that, there's no need. So just, if you're going to go out and have a good time tonight, celebrate Cinco de Mayo, believe me, I'm all for it, okay? I'm a guy that enjoys the nightlife here in Nashville very much.
Before you go, you know what you're going to
do. Yeah, just make a plan. Make a plan before you go. Okay, here's the plan.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. And it takes literally 5 minutes, less than, to make a plan. But, yeah, it's going to be amateur. People are going to be out, you know, drinking margaritas to excess and all that kind of stuff. Don't forget, most of you have to get up and work tomorrow morning. It's still, you know, it's still the middle of the week. But have fun. Enjoy.
Never kept me from getting up. 615-844-50.
Right.
No, having to get up at 4:30 for all those years, that was a mess. 615-844-5600. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve-O.
That's from your guy, Rock Yellick, his little, how he ends his whatever.
Yeah, my name is Rocky. That's so weird.
You're weird.
Real quick, before you were talking about the players, like, I off and on will drive, like, the Uber Black stuff, and the Titans actually give their players a free Lyft account, ironically, to keep them out of trouble. They don't, a lot of them don't use it. They say the team can track where they're going, so a lot of
what I guarantee you, though, Steve, let me just, if any player who's on that roster would call, there's a number to call with any professional team that has people assigned in their security department or whatever. Hey, go get them and take them home. I guarantee you, every professional team has a go get them guy.
I've had players, you know, they told me right out, I don't use it that often just because, for whatever, I guess they just like their privacy. They don't want the team to track them down, or if they come in groggy the next morning to practice, the coach might say, hey, well, you weren't out till 3 in the morning, whatever. So,
well, they can track them down quite easily when they're in jail.
Yeah, that's even better. Good alternative, or just don't go out at all. But anyway, not a real successful trip to Gainesville. That park is beautiful there. I think the grounds crew and Sullivan kind of pulled the old Ricky Henderson, let's water down the infield and turn it.
Yeah, I heard that. What, right at first and second base, right?
Well, Friday, I can't remember which day, it rained, and so the infield was already wet before they got the tarp on and off. And then, I mean, it was the sixth inning and the dirt was still dark, so they tried to slow down Enrique. Their mound was not – Both pitchers were slipping, so whatever. They got a good team, so every year we go through a lull like this. Hopefully they'll get it back on track.
Well, I mean, they've lost to what? They haven't played a team outside the top 15 in a month.
it's a tough stretch. I mean, the year, what, Price's year when they only lost two or three SEC games, they didn't make it to Omaha. So it never – you just got to get hot and healthy at the right time.
Yeah, just look at it. That number, so the Tuesday pitcher for Louisville was probably at best their number four young guy and everything. Scouts were all over him. This is a guy, and I tell you what, I thought Christian Little, I like his. I know one thing, he fits the Kumar Leiter mold. What is he? 6'4", about 210.
Big guy throwing gas.
He's got some pop. He really does. It's for a true freshman.
Hey, I think he's 17. So he's
it's just 17.
Come to Vanderbilt. Jeez. So our pitcher, they're getting behind in the count. So that's, you know, if you're stuck on that predictable fastball, SEC guys are going to tee off on that. So that's the biggest thing. I'm sure Corbin's frustrated with. You just can't get in that hitter's count. So they'll be good. So. All right, guys. Appreciate you.
Hey, we appreciate the Schmidos, the Strike and Spare.
Yeah, no,
doesn't that have a good ring to it, Steve? The Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios.
Never a bad time to have a good time, is it?
Nope.
People are asking which center the studio is actually in. So.
We can do it in Murfreesboro down there. Right. Speaking of margaritas,
we'll come out to the borough and do a little broadcast.
There's some of those in the works.
Yeah, so, buddy.
All right. Hey, thank you, Steve.
All
right, let's take another break.
Baseball is back, y'all. Nothing like watching a game in some nice weather. And add to that a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is very simple to use. They have great odds on all the different betting markets, unique, fun bet types. And when you win, FanDuel will get you your money in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up, use the promo code BKING.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our 4Sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for today calls for cloudy skies and a high near 70. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 48. And for Thursday, we'll put a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the forecast with a high near 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Kenny Snibley.
Sports Radio WNSR.
+615-844-5600 gets you on the FNM Bank phone line. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall as well. Tough news, Juwan James, former Vol defensive lineman, defensive end with the Broncos. He opted out of 2020, but just a workout away from the facility, tore his Achilles, and is out for the year. And now there's some conversation about that $10 million salary. Mm-hmm. But if you don't work out away from the facility, the team frowns on you, right?
Right. They want you to work out, but they don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, sometimes things happen, right?
Yes.
I wonder how that's going to play out. I mean,
That would be.
You know, he's
that
not,
would,
he wasn't skiing. He right. Wasn't he was yeah, playing he, basketball.
Right. He wasn't Acapulco cliff diving. Right. Or, you know,
he was working out.
Right. Bull riding in Texas. He was working out. He was trying to get ready for the year. Yeah. You know, he's doing his job. Your job is to get in and stay in shape.
Be curious. $10 million. Mm-mm-mm. But that's where that league is. Without the guarantees,
yep.
Without, you know, except for the only thing that's guaranteed, your signing bonus.
That's why, you know, I remember one of the things when I first moved down here, people kind of got a little screw-faced about, you know, I can't believe all these football players making all this money. I'm like, well, when you think about it, rarely do they see all the money that they signed for, and their contracts are not guaranteed, as you said. The only, the only guarantee you get is that signing bonus.
So, yep.
You know, and you know, it's a sport where there's a 100% chance you will get injured. And you're basically risking your long-term health and some say your life when you're out there. So, get every dollar you can if you're an NFL football player, because I don't think we're going to see, while we're on this earth, a scenario where NFL salaries are going to be guaranteed.
No, I don't think so.
Because you just keep, for business reasons, you can't do it.
No, yeah, because somebody gets hurt.
Right.
I mean, because that you always hear injuries part of the game.
Yeah.
More so in that sport than
right.
any probably
right.
NHL's. I don't know the numbers, but
right.
I would say proportionally NHL's pretty close. Just
and
by
that's
the
why
number,
it amazes me for such a rough physical sport as NHL is. You know, professional hockey, how the contracts are guaranteed. Bull, you know, good on them for that. You
but
know.
They're not as big.
Oh,
there's some pretty big ones. You're right. They get up in that $10 million. Yeah, there are not many of them in the Tannehill $29 million a year
right,
for
right,
a
right.
top 10 level quarterback.
So you can make a nice living playing professional.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you want to give us a call, please do. Coming up at 10:25, John?
Paul Zeiss from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We're going to try to get some more info on this Rashad Weaver situation with the Titans.
All right. That's next hour.
WPDQ Greensboro.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Facebook has decided that former President Trump will not be allowed back onto the social network, at least not for now. The company's oversight board has voted to uphold the ban after his account was suspended following the January 6th riots. But a final decision won't come for another 6 months. Members of the Indian delegation at the G7 meeting in London are isolating after testing positive for COVID.
What we know is the Indian foreign minister will not hold in-person meetings for the rest of his time while he's here in London. He will only join virtually. But the U.S. delegation says that Secretary Blinken and the rest of his team do plan to continue to do their in-person work as they had planned, even though Secretary of State Blinken and four members of his staff had a bilateral meeting with the Indian delegation, including the Indian foreign minister, on Monday.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks in London. The southern U.S. is dealing with the aftermath of another round of severe springtime weather. At least four people have died in flooding, winds, and tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Introducing the most highly anticipated handheld device to date. Superior design with interactive smart display, 7 personalized smart modes, and AI technology the world has never seen.
I think you're gonna wanna see this.
And the most surprising part is, we're talking about a toothbrush. The new Oral-B IO Electric Toothbrush. Get the wow of a professional clean feel every day.
Make it say wow.
Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Other left. John,
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold, it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two right here in the Strike and Spare Studios. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Vogue, represented by Omni National Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. And again, heard Bill talking about it a week from tomorrow, May 20th, Bill King Show 6 to 9, our show 9 to 11. We will be at Kitchen Notes, and that is the reopening of Kitchen Notes that very day down at the Omni National Hotel. You remember the last time we did a remote, John?
I do.
It was May 12th. It was March 12th.
Yes.
At the SEC tournament.
Yep.
That Thursday morning, and we hadn't been out since. So
I know.
Starting to get back out.
We got to get out and meet the people.
Yeah, things are starting to come, but things that we've normally done, mm-hmm. we're starting to coming up next month. We'll talk to the Hope Hines Golf Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do it last year because of obvious reasons.
Right.
We're going to be doing the shows, our shows out there. The day of the Hope Hines Golf Tournament.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, a lot of that is just supporting Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. It's amazing outreach.
Yep.
And
yep.
it's over 125 years old, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it's things are – you sort of sense it a little bit, don't you? Just more,
I do. I do. You know, trust me. I've seen it.
we don't need to run headlong like idiots down the street,
fire. Still, you know, proceed with caution, yeah. right? Still wash your hands. You know, if you can safely social distance, not a bad idea. If you, you know, I know most places of business still want you to wear a mask when you walk in.
Can I say something that might be political?
Sure.
If a place requires a mask,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go in not wearing one. I'm just not going to go in. Okay. If I have a problem with wearing a mask, and the establishment requires it, I'm going to respect that and not either not go in or put a mask on. One of the two. I'm not going to go in and have my little, my political line drawn sand over whether Walmart still has a sign. Mask required. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't go in if you don't want to wear a mask. Pretty damn simple.
Right.
All right, 615-844.
I think that was well said.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know.
It makes sense to me. I don't know.
If I have a business
right.
and I require something of my customers that's not against the law,
mm-hmm.
And you don't adhere to that and come in, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Then you got
to
go.
Yeah, it's my place.
Right.
It's my place. I make the rules right. within the law.
Within the law. Yeah, as long as you're not discriminating against anybody
exactly.
or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, nobody over 8 feet allowed.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. And there's, I swear somebody at 8 feet would come up, show up.
There's probably somebody listening that's like 8 foot one. It's like, what do you mean, man? Screw you, Pope.
Hey, you come on. I'm buying. If you're 8 foot one, I'm buying.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the phones on the F&M Bank phone line. Jeff, good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
What's going on, Greg, Burton? How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Well, I just wanted to say, I guess Weaver's the Titan living for this year, isn't it, Greg?
Don't know yet. Guilty until is he guilty till proven innocent?
In the court of public opinion, I mean, you know, that's,
We have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you're wrong, but it's not passing the smell test. Right.
And
now,
Jeff, we did talk about it yesterday. It is not a good look for the Titans given what happened last year with Isaiah Wilson. And, you know, they claim they don't know.
We'll see. When it happened 10, 11 days before the draft, they should know.
I agree with you.
I agree.
Yep.
What was that?
No argument here. I agree.
I guess it's not a first round pick, though, so it really don't matter. He's a fourth round pick.
No, I don't think that's anything.
Well, I mean, he's not like he's playing out at Searcy at Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas.
Right.
I mean, he's at a Power Five.
A really
school
productive player at a Power Five. Yeah,
in a large market.
Yep.
No, yeah, that's true. I guess, but still, I mean, still, you just you got to watch what you take these days. So that's another one. It's like Dry Robinson said, I got to have a better offseason. Well, I don't know, babe. We're gonna have to find out what y'all season's like. We'll find out here in a few months, I guess. We'll find out what the season's going to be like. But
we won't know on this draft class what 2-3 years in.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe we'll. You know, I do believe if Farley's healthy, he's a day one starter.
Yeah. But, it's like Wilson. This other guy's like it's like Simmons when he got drafted. He got charged with beating somebody up. So. That's that simple.
Well, they knew about that. Now, that one, they did know about that and that incident. That he had addressed that before he even got into Mississippi State.
And, and let's be fair here. Jeffrey Simmons has been a model citizen ever since he got here.
And he's owned it. And that was known before he even signed with Mississippi State, much less drafted by the Titans.
And he's been great since he's gotten here. So let's give him credit for that.
Today, the men's golf NCAA regional team's going to be announced. Middle Tennessee will be there. I'm not sure. Sometime this afternoon, it'll be on the golf channel. Them and UT Martin will be it too. Mm-hmm. They won the OVC championship. They're having a watch party at UT Martin today.
I had their coach on University Showcase Saturday morning.
Yeah, they've got a couple kids from Murfreesboro, Nick Wolf and Tate Chumby.
Every golfer, John, one of these times you're going to fall. If the wind is open, you're going to fall out the window.
My chair broke.
Now, don't lean back too far.
It's duly noted.
But, every golfer at UT Martin's from the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and Tate Chumley, his brother's Gary Chumley, played localist last year. He signed with me. He's going to be up there next year. So, but Nick Wolf, you know his grandfather. You know his grandfather, Greg. His grandfather's Boots Donnelly.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He
doesn't know me. I'm persona non grata with Boots. Let's just leave it at that.
He was a pretty good coach back in the day.
Oh, I'm fine with Boots. Boots won't have anything to do with me, so that's fine.
He had a few athletes, Kelly Oakham and Mike Conway.
I know his resume. I do. By the way, the coach at UT Martin, Austin Swafford, from Gallatin High School. So shout out to the Green Wave.
Yep.
Yeah. And when a student was on their radio deal with Peter Burns and Chris Doering, and they talked about the draft and players at draft. His mantra is who's next. And everybody thinks when we lose all these draft picks, we're not going to be any good and we won't have no talent. His thing is who's next. He said who's doing more with less. So 2- and 3-star picks and turn them into first round picks. Josh Allen, Benny Snell, not first round, but NFL picks. Josh Allen, Benny Snell, Jamin Davis. He probably is a 2-3-star pick.
No, and I'm surprised you didn't call. I was looking at it. Kentucky had 6 players drafted. That was 8th overall of all schools. Alabama, Ohio State, 10. Georgia, Notre Dame, 9. Florida, Michigan, 8. Kentucky, 6. So there's no doubt Mark Stoops has done an unbelievable job at Kentucky.
Really turned that program around.
Well, Drake Jack didn't get drafted. I was surprised he didn't get drafted. They said he was too small and he just played center in college for you to play guard or tackle. He might have got drafted also. They had a matched up. He got drafted in the CFL. They have a global draft before they have their other drafts. He got drafted by Toronto Argonauts. So, He's going to CFL. He got drafted, but his mantra was that they don't talk about us in the preseason, but they talk about us in the postseason. And Troop said he's fine with that. He's fine with it. Like I said, so
Well, it is. That's the
had a shot a couple of years ago. Yeah. You had Georgia at home. Chance to really make a statement.
Because that top's going to remain Georgia, Florida. Okay, just because of their recruiting bases, that will be a constant. Mm-hmm. You got to wonder. You get Tennessee while they're down. The rest of it is very gettable. The rest of that division, you know. Well, so,
Do you think Tennessee right now?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Pretty amazing there. Five
did Kentucky go to a bowl game?
A five straight.
Thank you. Tennessee go to a bowl game?
Well, they went to one. They got COVID. They got the virus. They got that virus. Couldn't play. Got the virus.
Well, they weren't going to a bowl game this year, right?
They went to Libertyville. They got the virus.
That virus. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Virus. That's
see,
right.
There,
so how much impression bye, that, this past like, season made?
Here's the thing. Jeff comes on all the time and talks about how much – like, we're in agreement with him. Yeah, Kentucky's an improved program. Like, I don't understand why he's still just, you know, I guess he wants
Well, here's something. It's your problem trying to understand.
You're probably right in that.
Because it's
that
not
instance.
An understandable thing.
Right. But it's just like, what's the end game? Yeah, Kentucky football has done a great, Stoops has done a great job with that program. They produce some NFL players. They've won some games. Yeah, I get it.
Yep.
It's all good.
And by the way, Kentucky, you think, oh, they've got great, their facilities, second to none. Mm-hmm. Their fan support is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, their fans show up for games.
Probably as much as at a basketball school, I would say more so than Duke or North Carolina.
I can speak to this being a Syracuse fan, and Syracuse obviously is way more of a basketball school than they are a football school. You know, I covered games in the Carrier Dome in football, and they'd go in there and sit on their hands and wait for something to happen. You know, you go to a basketball game, they're standing for the opening tip, and it's kind of like, I've always said that, you know, Syracuse fans go to football games just for something to do until basketball season starts. And so, you know, that dome should be a serious home field advantage for Syracuse, and it really isn't because the fans are so damn quiet.
Well, over the years, you look at Alabama basketball, okay, obviously the great run it went on this past year.
Mm-hmm.
But Florida, it had its pockets, certainly with Billy Donovan and the
back-to-back natties.
Georgia's never done anything in basketball. Final Four in the early 80s under
with Dominique, right?
Yeah, with Hugh Durham and Vernon Maxwell.
Right.
All right, 615-844-5600, back to the F&M Bank phone line. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Pope. I have to go ahead rubber stamp your opinion on the restaurant mask thing. You know, for years we would see signs that said no shirt, no shoes, no service, but it seems that, you know, now if you say something about a mask, people get a little bent out of shape. So, you know, I agree with you, you know, like the rule, don't like the rule, don't like the virus, don't agree with the virus. If it's a sign on the door that says you can't do this, then in Rome, do as the Romans do. So I agree with you on that.
Well, thanks, Doug.
The other thing, now that I'm off my soapbox and you as well, this Weaver thing, I'm finding a hard time somebody didn't know something. Or is the vetting process of the Titans after the Mr. Isaiah experiment, nobody's learned a lesson? Or even the agent that represents the guy that has not come forward. Somewhere, somehow, when there's something on the table like this, telling me that you didn't look into that part of a person's history with everything that they look at from where you went to school, how many days you missed in school as attendance, you don't find a legal thing. I really have a problem with this because there's some honesty that's not been displayed, or this is a situation where I always say, you know, just because you have something on this table at a garage sale, you know, I ain't buying it. So I ain't buying this. Somebody knew something. There's some amnesia that's being portrayed here. You can't look into people's past when you put money on the table on this early of a round of a pick and say, oops, my bad, I didn't know that. So I really have a hard time buying it. They may be selling it, but somebody knew. That's like with I've got a friend that's connected. Well, he's on the Georgia team. He told me personally. He said, that dude had problems when he was here at Georgia. I said, you serious? He said, yeah. That ain't nothing unfounded. Everybody knew it's crazy. So how do we get to this point when I can just call a friend and he tells me straight up that there was a problem with the player at Georgia, and then you go do it when he comes here and he's no longer on the team and we're doing it again? I just wonder if you guys are buying it, if I ain't buying it.
All right. Hey, thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
First, I'll let you come in on the most of it. It's not the player's agent's fault. The agent is a responsibility. His responsibility
is
to protect the client. That's his only job, is to protect the client. He makes some good points.
I agree with pretty much everything Doug said. I mean, like I said yesterday, I'll say it again. I'll take the Titans at their word that they, quote unquote, didn't know. How did you not know? Especially amid reports that some teams did know, other teams didn't. The teams that didn't know, how did you not know? You know, in this day and age, where information gets out so quickly and freely, you know, I agree. It doesn't pass the smell test. Yeah.
I agree with you. I believe them when they say they didn't know.
I have no choice but to believe them.
Right. Because
am I skeptical? Yeah, a little bit.
The alternative is always worse.
Yeah. I'm not going to come on this show and say the Tennessee Titans are liars. I'm not going to do that.
Because if you knew and then you still did it, then
people got to go.
Yeah.
People
got to
go.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not naming names, but people got to go.
Well,
if that's the case.
It's pretty simple.
Right.
All right. 615-844-5600. Back to the F&M Bank phone line. Dr. Detroit, good morning.
Dr. D.
So if I had to wear a mask going into a Walmart or a Kroger grocery store, Publix or whatever, am I allowed to wear a hockey mask? A football helmet?
I think you know what we're talking about.
That would be up to the establishment in question.
No, we know what it's a compliant.
Or could I wear it? Now, I do have a mask because I was a fill-in in a wacky, kooky movie called Eyes Wide Shut.
You know what? Quite frankly, I'm not listening to him, John. I'm serious. I knew as soon as I said it that they would get some crap either way.
I knew as soon as I said it.
I'm not listening to you, Dr. Detroit. You're silly. I made a statement. You're being silly.
You're being silly,
right? With the football mask and you're silly. You're gone also. All right. 615-844-5600.
Hey, a little tough room, you know.
All right. It's silliness.
No, you're right. It's not enough of that.
I know. You try to have a discourse.
Yeah.
Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up, Greg? What's up, John?
Hey, man.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, I'm driving, so I'm going to just get this quickly, but you said you were interviewing Steve McNair after he got a DUI and you didn't finish your story. I want to hear what you asked him, which is pretty bold of you, in my opinion.
Well, it was two things. One, it was an off the record conversation, number one, but I mean, not for reporting, but just this. I just asked him, I said, hey man, you know, why don't you just. I said, Steve, everybody in that bar would have loved to have drive you home. As a matter of fact, you raise your hand, anybody want to drive me home, you give me $100 and I'll let you take me. You know, and I just said, you know, and he agreed, and that was about it, you know.
Okay, that's interesting. And also, I'll hang up and listen to this one, but I think there might be a chance Jared Pickney might wind up.
I hear that.
A diamond in the rough for the Titans at tight end. Appreciate you guys, man. A great show.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, after his junior year, man, he was, the top four or five tight ends on the board, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, it was just a weird senior season for him, but for Vaughn and for, you know, all three of those
Kalijah Lipscomb,
thank you. And, you know, Pinkney went to the combine. We talked to him at the combine and fully expected him to be a middle-round draft pick, and he goes undrafted. But, yeah, he might have a golden opportunity here. So a lot of people are questioning why the Titans didn't draft a tight end. Maybe they feel like they have what they need with Firkser and Pinkney. And, you know, I know Mykole Pruitt is not currently with the team, but he could be brought back. I half expect him to be. So,
well, there's going to be some cuts, too.
Yeah,
coming
exactly.
Up.
Yeah.
The tight end in Atlanta, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Drawing a blank with that.
But. Yeah, I mean, a lot can happen after June 1st, right, when those June 1st cuts are made, where you can save a little bit on the on your salary cap for this upcoming year. And a lot of times you see some names a part of that.
Well, so we'll even think Julio Jones would be one of those out there if they go that route.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So And now Mr. Painting of Nashville is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Mr. Painting of Nashville, serving the area with quality and pride for fences, gates, decks, railings, wood repairs, painting, and more. Call the best, Mr. Painting of Nashville at 615-955-3068, 615-955-3068. Mr. Painting of Nashville, saluting our troops and veterans, their professionals who care, and actually went to their website, MrPainting.com, and check them out. Pretty impressive. Check them out. It's Mr. Painting, 615-955-3068. Who's coming up next, John?
Paul Zeiss from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan, my old station in Pittsburgh. We're going to talk about Rashad Weaver.
All right, that's coming up next.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman alligator oil. Cayman oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say see you later, alligator, with Cayman alligator oil at mycayman.com. That's my CAIMON.com. MyCayman.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for today calls for cloudy skies and a high near 70. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 48, and for Thursday we'll put a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the forecast with a high near 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Kenny Snibley.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. Do the honors, John.
Yeah, we're going to welcome a good buddy of mine, Paul Zeiss from 93.7 The Fan. He's the evening sports talk show host there, my old station. We used to work together, and of course, he's a sports columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, formerly the Pitt football beat writer for that same publication. And we're trying to get some insight into this Rashad Weaver situation. Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, John?
Well, I'm a little confused, Paul, and you've known me for a long time, so that's nothing new. But we're trying to figure out, a couple of things. Obviously, are the allegations against Rashad Weaver true, number one? And number two, what did the Titans know and when did they know it? Now, they came out and said, hey, we didn't know anything until the story came out on Monday. Your paper, the Post-Gazette, came out with the story on Monday. Had there been any rumblings? I know you used to cover the Pitt football program, and obviously, you know, your station is the home of Pitt football, 93.7 The Fan. Had there been any indications of something like this going on before the draft, you know, these allegations against Rashad Weaver?
No, not really. I mean, I think the thing about it is, you got to remember, it was a summons that was sent out. So it wasn't like they arrested him or, you know, it wasn't like they issued a warrant. It was a summons. They actually sent him a summons and, you know, with the charges. So I really do believe that, you know, the teams and pretty much everybody else didn't know about this until after the draft, because they sent the summons out on Friday.
Right.
And I got a tip about it Monday morning. First thing Monday morning was when I got the tip about it. I talked to our Pitt beat reporter and said, you know, you might want to look into this. And, of course, it turned into, you know, it was true. So I take the teams at their word that they didn't know about it. My gut tells me if they knew about it, he probably would have slid further in the draft, you know. But I don't think that they're lying when they say they just found out about it, because again, it wasn't an arrest warrant. It wasn't in a situation where it was an arrest. It was a summons that was sent out, and apparently the female involved, you know, the alleged victim or whatever, said apparently she I guess didn't make a statement until like the day before that. So,
okay.
It looks to me like this was one of those things that just sort of bad timing, or, you know, maybe good timing for Weaver, because nobody knew about it until after the draft.
Paul, hey, how you doing? Greg Pogue, give me some sympathy that I have to put up with John every morning. And he was telling me some things about you we can't air, so we'll leave it at that, all right?
Certain trip to Iowa comes to mind.
Did he ever tell you the story? Did he ever tell you the story where we traumatized an Iowa waitress?
All right. Okay. We'll close with that. Okay. We don't want to get a.
Yeah. That,
hey, you're a writer. We don't need to bury the lead just yet. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
But we definitely want to hear it, because you out of your mouth said Iowa the same time he said Iowa.
So yeah. There's we had an adventure.
I want to know about that. My questions. It's the time framing of it, from the initial incident to nothing happening then, and even there's two things. One that comes from that. One, a quote, whether he's completely innocent, that the officer wrote in his report, that paraphrasing, that I have no problem hitting a female if they need it. That's paraphrasing, but in essence. And then from that night till her being checked out for a concussion 3 or 4 days later, and then April 30th, almost two weeks later, the charges come. Those kind of things get me in a timeline frame of, and also I do, you know, for everything that one of the officers said, he saw no injuries that were indicative of her being hit. So we know that, but the timeline interests me, that how it took so long for it to get to even the summons being issued.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, there's, again, I don't know what is in people's heart or in their minds, but obviously there's some theories that it was sort of, this is something, I guess this is a female acquaintance of his or whatever. She apparently just found out she was pregnant or something, but just talking to a number of people around the situation, the feeling is that she sort of waited to make sure she didn't hurt his draft stock, but made sure she got something on the record so that when he, you know, gets that first check, she could have a piece of it. Those are the allegations. That's what people around the situation have told me, you know, and I don't know. I mean, it sort of makes sense. By the same token, John, as you know, this is sounds to me like a typical night in the South Side. You
right.
know, I mean, anything that comes out of the South Side is going to be something like this. It sounds like two people that had too much to drink and acted the fool in the streets, you know. And so the cops, you know, probably looked at it and said, well, nobody's dying. Nobody's shot. Nobody's run over by a car. So this is nothing. We'll just deal with it tomorrow, you know, because it's a district, as you know. And I can tell you this. the place where they're at, the Foxtail, nothing good comes out of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a place where a lot of athletes hang out, and it's the kind of place, John, as you know, because I'm still, you know, back in your 20s like the rest of us, you got it in. I mean,
sure.
It's the kind of place where the girls wear shoes they can't really walk in, and outfits that are, you know, five sizes too small. And, you know, if you're a fella that has got anything at all going on, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Right.
So it's one of those kind of places, you know. And I always use a joke that that's the kind of place that you go in, you got, you know, condoms in one pocket and penicillin in the other. You know, how folks work. So the bottom line is that's just the kind of place where there's always nonsense and foolishness going on, if you know, because dudes like to show out in front of women, and you know how it is. It's
right.
Crazy.
Especially a guy that's about to get drafted and make millions of dollars, right?
That's the thing that I would quit. Number one, the quote that you just said about him saying to the officer something about hitting a woman, that would make me really question, you know, his judgment and also, you know, the sensitivity about such things right now. I don't know if the Titans could just ignore that regardless of what happens to the charges. But the other thing is, you're 10 days away from being drafted. And again, I think guys should be able to live their life and do their thing, but why in the hell are you in a place like Foxtail at 2 or 4 or whatever? It just makes no sense to me because, you know, nothing great comes from that place.
Right. Paul Zeiss is our guest. Yeah, Paul Zeiss is our guest, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, my old station. I've known him forever. Also, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. See, here's the problem, right, as it pertains to the Titans. Number one, you had the Isaiah Wilson fiasco last year. They made this guy their first-round draft pick. He plays 4 plays. He's out of here. You had Kevin Dodd from a few years prior to that, and you're trying to, you know, the dust is just now settling from all that, and then this happens. And this guy's accused of striking a woman, and he's coming to a team, an NFL team, whose majority owner is a woman. So, you know, the Titans have a lot of egg on their face right now. So even if these charges are dropped, if that quote holds true, that may be cause to maybe rescind this draft pick. We're just trying to figure out what the Titans do, going forward. What did you know about Rashad Weaver, Paul? What kind of, you know, what kind of player is he, and what kind of kid was he that you knew of?
Well, I knew him. I actually got to know him a little bit because, as you know, I'm a columnist, so I cover all the teams in town. But more importantly, he was a teammate of my son. As you know, my son played at Pitt.
That's right.
You know, and graduated, you know, last year or whatever. And so, he played with Rashad for a couple of years, and you know. He always told me that Rashad, you know, was a really good kid, like a, you know, good head on his shoulders, not a numbskull. And believe me, you know, Elijah played with a lot of numbskulls, but Rashad Weaver was not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Good kid, hard worker, a guy who really made himself into a star. You know, I mean, when you look back at when he was recruited and what he turned into was completely different. But you know, his work ethic. A guy that wanted to be good, you know, he's hungry to be good. Then he got injured, and that just fueled him even more. And, Elijah told me, you know, his work in the room, you know, doing his physical therapy and then in the weight room to come back from that injury, you know, was absolutely impressive. So, I mean, by all accounts, he's a pretty good kid in terms of, you know, I guess he's 20-something. He's an adult, but he's a pretty good guy, and he doesn't. This is like not something that you would expect from him, and so you have to sort of weigh all of the facts and weigh, you know, the entire story. And again, I think you hit the nail on the head, John. If there wasn't a female involved in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would even be talking about this yet. Like I said, it'd be another night in the South Side.
Be like, oh, yeah, you got in a fight and
so,
whatever,
so,
right?
Yeah. The fact that there's a female involved means the Titans have to take it more seriously and have to really look into it and make sure that, you know, what he's accused of didn't actually happen. And I think that's going to be the part for them is investigating it to make sure that this guy, you know, didn't haul off and hit a pregnant girl in the middle of the night. Now, I will say this. the fact that they only charged him with simple assault and they sent a summons out leads me to believe that the cops, you know, look at this story and they're not really sure what they're looking at. And you know what I mean? Because often in a case like this, not that I would ever have, you know, experience with these kinds of things, but they would charge you with like a more serious crime.
Yeah, battery. And then like battery, right.
And then have you try and plea it down so they can at least get a fine out of you. So here they started out with a fine. You know, the summons is basically, you know, not that much, you know, greater than a traffic ticket. So, you know, the only thing what they would be talking about is either throwing it out of court or reducing the fine from like $280 to say $150 or something. So that leads me to believe that it probably wasn't as serious of an incident as it reads. But again, with all of the sensitivity that we have, and I believe it, rightfully so, you know, about these kinds of incidents, you know, you hear President Warren, if you're the Titans, you have to take that really serious.
Well, you say simple assault. It was actually labeled misdemeanor simple assault. So, even more to your point. Yeah, I guess the thing what we're grappling with here, Paul, is that when did the Titans know? And we have to believe them because of what they say. And they sent out a release on Monday saying they didn't know until the report came out in your newspaper. But there better not be a paper trail. There better not be the other thing, because if you knew and did it, shame on you. If you knew and did it and then lied about it, shame times two.
And you got to go.
Yeah, ad infinitum. So, right, yeah, right. That's where we are right now, because we want to believe. But then again, you know, the vetting process, it has to have taken a hit in the COVID era, because you just can't get out and spend that much time. But then again, something like this, I mean, you just run through the police blotter, right? And he lives in Pittsburgh. Right. See if he's been arrested, you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
I'd run through the police blotter.
Well, I don't think that's the thing. Even if they did that, I don't think it showed up on
the police blotter.
Maybe till maybe Sunday night or something, because, you know, when they filed the charges, I guess, Friday, then it has to go through a certain situation. So, you know what I mean? Like, and the other thing about it is he's the kind of person, there would be no reason to, you know what I mean, think that you have to go through the police blotter.
Yeah.
Because he's not a kid that gets in trouble. I mean, I'm sure there are some guys where, you know, you want to check their files before you draft them, because you're just a little bit, you know, nervous what you might find. But he, you know, by all accounts, is a good kid that has really never been in trouble, and, you know, all that other stuff that we talk about. And like I said, you know, my son played with a number of numbskulls down at Pitt. One of them.
All right. You know? Go ahead, Paul. But I want to get to this Iowa trip before we have to let you go.
Tell the Iowa story, Paul. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. John and I were in a restaurant in Iowa. We were covering Pitt versus Iowa out there. And a woman was the waitress. She kind of said to us, we don't really see. And John was like, you don't see what? She said, well, you know, like, the state of Iowa is only 1% Negro.
If Paula and I were sitting there looking at this waitress like, did she just say that?
What do you, like, you guys are in the zoo or something?
So I was going to say to John there at the start, I think that woman is still probably traumatized from the first time she ever saw two black guys together.
Right.
We paid the bill.
Hey, right. Yeah, we paid the bill. We were polite. We tipped, you know. Oh, that's a classic, my man. Oh my gosh.
What was your response?
We were so shocked. We just laughed it off because we were just like, okay, well, nice to meet you. We'll talk to you later. We just, right, Paul?
Yeah, it was kind of like we laughed, and she was like, oh, I mean, you know. Kind of realized that it was a little bit awkward, so she just sort of walked away and got her drink.
Well, all right.
Paul, thanks so much for coming on, and we really appreciate it, man. And I'll be up in Pittsburgh again soon. We'll bend the elbow, okay?
Absolutely, but we won't go to Foxtail.
No, we're not going to Foxtail. Thank you, Paul.
All right, my man, be good.
All right,
that's a funny story.
Yeah, Paul's a great guy.
So. All right, hey, we're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line? Please do 615-844-5600.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa.
Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Strike Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Strike Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Strike Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pug, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, and Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town, right here in the Strike and Spare studios. The fallout, well, we talked about it yesterday, of Capitals, I guess you want to call him a goon, whatever, but Tom Wilson and whatever. I saw where Panarin is out for the rest of the year, but yeah. It's only a few games. Yeah. But Rangers have called for the head of George Parros. Mm-hmm. He's the head of Department of Player Safety for the NHL. Of course, the 5,000 is the max that the CBA negotiated, but any suspensions or whatever, and so the Rangers are calling for
They basically said this guy's not fit to do his job.
No, they're not just calling for his head. They've called up about every single goon that they have in the minor leagues, and they have promised nothing, but there will be a bloodbath tonight between the Capitals and the New York Rangers. The Department of Player Safety will regret making the decision that they made. Another hit happened last night in another game. That player's already been suspended by this morning. Tom Wilson, if the NHL wanted to get rid of him, they would have done it 10 incidents ago. They haven't. This is now on George Parros and the Department of Player Safety's hands. Whatever happens tonight, the New York Rangers, they're not a playoff team. They just lost a $13 million player.
Mm-hmm.
$13 million top-line player to a guy that shouldn't be a goon. He's good enough to play the game as it is. He crosses the line way too often. He's laughed about it. The Capitals organization has laughed about it. And there will be a bloodbath between these two teams tonight.
Well, do the Rangers have the players to do that?
That's yes, they the do, because they just called up a 6'6", 255-pound guy from the minor leagues. Yeah. And they said, we're not dressing him, but we might.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the NHL, the reason why they didn't suspend this guy is because it's the Washington Capitals, recent Stanley Cup winner, playoffs are right around
the
corner.
Tom Wilson got suspended for 7 games earlier this season. Why would they hold back suspending him again?
Well, that's I'm just saying that's
they could have at least done the customary slap on the wrist and taken him out for tonight's game against the Rangers, but no. You want your ratings, NHL? You're going to get your ratings. You're going to have some of the worst headlines that you've had to face in a long time tomorrow morning because the New York Rangers are going to go out there and make an absolute mess of the situation. They're pissed. They've called for the head of the Department of Player Safety. They've called for the NHL to step in and look over these things. And listen, when a guy who made his money getting in fistfights is the guy who controls the rest of the discipline for the league, it's no doubt that it's going to go down like this. They don't want to control it, so they don't control it. They pay lip service to it, but then they do nothing about it. Gary Bettman's not concerned about head injuries or fights. They've reduced fighting, but they've done nothing to get guys like Tom Wilson out of the game. And, JB, I'll mention a name that you probably haven't thought about or even heard in years. Chris Simon. Do you remember Chris Simon?
I do, yes.
Well, guess what? Tom Wilson's the new Chris Simon. He'll be forgotten just as quickly once his career comes to
an
end.
But isn't he a top-line forward for the Caps?
He could be.
He's a skilled player, isn't he?
He could be if he wanted to play the game that way, but he makes – that's – why this is worse than anything else. He's not some four-minute guy a night who's at the end of the bench that's out there to do one thing and one thing only. He's not Cody friggin' McLeod.
Right.
He's a high-skilled hockey player that's earned a spot on an NHL roster. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's been warned and suspended enough times. He knows better. Every single time he does it, it's a conscious decision by that player. And what does the league do? $5,000 fine. Go back right out there and do it again. He injured one player, could have injured a second player. Then he went to the penalty box and laughed at it. And for a guy who makes multi-million dollars a year, what does a $5,000 fine actually mean? It's going to be a mess tonight between the Rangers and the Capitals. It's unfortunate. The league has worked so hard to get away from incidents and moments like this. But the second Tom Wilson touches the ice tonight, half of the bench is coming over the boards.
I'm just disappointed.
I want to know the process. Go ahead.
I'm just disappointed that Lav kind of, brushed it off the other night, and I'm a big,
in the room, he probably said he brought the jam, man. That's the way we need to do it.
I respect Peter Laviolette, who, of course, now is the Capitals coach. But, he just was just like, there's something going on with the goalie and, whatever. And he just kind of brushed it off.
All right, Parros makes that decision. Does Bettman sign off on it? Or is
it's
that
the Department of Player Safety.
And they're outside of
outside the control of the NHL, but they are clearly given the license and the rights to make these calls. Where's a statement from the commissioner?
Right, I was going to say, he has veto power. He could step in and say,
the commissioner didn't want it. Yeah. He's
the
commissioner of the NHL. He ain't just getting on the job, fellas.
No.
Gary Bettman's been in control of the NHL for, 25 years now?
But he had to know before the penalty was announced what it was going to be and had to sign off on it, you'd think, on something of this magnitude.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But he's well aware of the situation now. Mm-hmm. And for the New York Rangers and NHL club, think about that, guys. For a club in a professional sports league to put out a statement saying they want somebody at the league office removed from their position of power because it is a detriment to the league, and then basically said, if you don't do something about it today, we will do something about it tonight. Wow. And they sent for their 6'6", 250 guy in the minor leagues, who is pretty much known specifically for being one thing and one thing only. A disgusting goon, and if he's brought up to the NHL level and he dresses tonight, I guarantee he'll have 25 penalty minutes the first time he touches the ice.
Thank you, Charlie.
And if you're Love, you got to dress Wilson, because if you don't, they're just going to come after everybody else. Right?
Good luck. You guys made the bed. Now you got to sleep in
it. Exactly.
Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com, E-D-M-U-N-D-S, Edmunds.com can help you. Tons of local listings for new and used vehicles, deal ratings that will let you know if an offer is fair or not, and their free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in, not sure what you're looking for, or even where to start. The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market. You can narrow down your search to the top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. Now, listen to this. You can't go out and test drive over 300 vehicles. Well, I guess you could, but that'd be all you would be doing.
Find time to eat and sleep.
This is what their editors do. They have in-depth reviews from knowledgeable vehicle testing editors. That's what they do for a living. They help narrow down the overwhelming number of options out there that fit you particularly. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get that. All the things started on this. There's Edmunds for sure. We'll take a break, be back, and wrap it up in a few.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes, too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Max, well, she's just scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for today calls for cloudy skies and a high near 70. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 48, and for Thursday we'll put a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the forecast with a high near 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Kenny Snibley.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Tim Corbin's going to be on with us tomorrow morning at 9:25.
Mm-hmm.
Predac Nation this afternoon, 5 o'clock. Big chance tonight for the Preds with a win and a Stars regulation loss. that can clinch the fourth place spot.
Yeah, hear me get big mad about Chris Simon all over again at 5 o'clock this afternoon, right here in the trenches on Nashville Sports Radio. Now, if John Burton knows the name Chris Simon, that's a deep cut right there.
Yep.
That's a throwback to a goon from a former day when he was with the New York Rangers, got himself pretty much run out of the league for stick violations to the head and face areas against the New York Islanders.
He was basically a criminal.
He was basically a criminal, and that's how Wilson should be treated as well. Yeah, Greg, you mentioned it. The Preds have an opportunity tonight. Listen, let's not get too frustrated or too over-concerned about the clinch scenario for tonight. The Nashville Predators should handle their business against the Columbus Blue Jackets. On the season, they're 6-1 currently against the Blue Jackets. They've picked up 12 out of 14 points. I anticipate them going 7-1 on the year in the regular season series. That means against the bottom four teams in the division, fellas, if they pick up the win tonight, once that's secured, 25-6-1. You want to make the playoffs, you got to make sure you take care of the business below you in the standings, and that's exactly what the Preds have done. We'll handle the top four later on, but all going up against each other to wrap up the week. So the 2-3 matchup going to be facing off against each other in Florida and Tampa to wrap up the week, and the Preds and the Carolina Hurricanes going to be facing off against each other over the weekend. So potentially 9 consecutive games between those two particular sets of teams right there. Very exciting times. President's Trophy is going to go to the Central Division. Most of the individual hardware in the league is going to the Central Division, and although I usually enjoy watching the rest of the league quite a bit more, getting the opportunity to track the Carolina Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning, the Preds all season long has been a lot of fun, fellas, giving me a chance to really discuss with you guys especially the nuances and a lot of in-depth details that normally we might not have an opportunity to when we're trying to cover all 30 teams across the NHL. And by the way, fellas, as we wrap it up today, the Seattle Kraken are officially members of the NHL.
That's right.
They sent in their deposit and their rent payment. Fellas, how would you like to send in a deposit of $650 million to make sure you've got your apartment secured for the next season?
You think they brought it in loose change?
I hope they dropped it on them in pennies, but that Kraken organization, they're doing
Rusty
a lot of
Wallace
things right.
Rusty Wallace would have, right? Yeah. Is that who it was that did that?
They're starting off on a really solid foot. They're doing a lot of things right. They got a great arena being built, a good team that they're building around the management up there, and it's going to be a lot of fun when the Preds get back out next season on a full schedule and get to start playing the Seattle Kraken. It'll almost be time to break down the expansion draft, fellas.
Release the Kraken.
It's good, man. The logo's good. The
I
gear
like
is
it.
Good.
Yeah,
logo's fire, dude.
They're going about it in a smart way. And they're hitting all the things you need to hit if you're going to be a professional sports team in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle.
When is the expansion draft?
This summer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Don't worry. You'll have a show on this radio station where you can hear all about it.
I'm on the air tonight.
I'll be watching.
6:30, 10.
Okay. Hey, we got Grizzlies basketball tonight. They took it on the chin last night. They need to get it going again. So that is later on. Got Plaz coming in at 2 all the way to 5. Predneck Nation then, as a matter of fact, play the Kings, as a matter of fact, at 6 o'clock, the pregame, 6:30, the tip-off for the Grizzlies. Everybody, thank you for listening. Jim Rome next.